give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My wonderful service we had here at Bible Baptist Church. Just always seems to be what we need right in the middle of the week. And a wonderful service here on the English side as well as over on the Spanish church as well. And God met with us and decisions were made for the Lord. And it was just an encouraging time together. And I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, I want to remind you about coming up Sunday. We'll have evangelist John Hamblin with us. He'll be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. And then Monday, Dr. Shelton Smith, who's the editor of the Sword of the Lord newspaper. The Sword of the Lord started in 1934, I believe, by Dr. John R. Rice, and then took over when he passed away in 1980 by Dr. Curtis Hudson, and then taken over by Dr. Shelton Smith, I believe, in 1996, when Dr. Hudson passed away. I think it was 96. And so now for... oh, I suppose, what is that, 26 years, coming up on 27? Shelton Smith has been the editor of the Sword of the Lord newspaper. And so we look forward to that wonderful conference. It'll be normal times on Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, 5:30, and then Monday night and Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. And we invite you out. You'll enjoy these men, good preachers. You'll get refreshed and rejoice in the preaching of the Word of God. All right? And then remember, a week from Sunday will be our Turkey Dinner Sunday. We want to invite you out to be our guest, and we're going to have a great gospel service at 10:30 in the morning. And then right after that, we're going to go out and enjoy a great turkey dinner. I mean, we have turkey, and we have the gravy, and we have the mashed potatoes, and we have the stuffing, and we have the rolls, and we have the vegetables, and we have pumpkin pie, you name it. It's just going to be great. And we want to feed it to you free of charge. Just got to come to the service and we'll give you a ticket, because we'll also have a drawing to maybe you'll get a free turkey to take home to have for your Thanksgiving. But that's a week from Sunday, November 13, for our Turkey Dinner Sunday. And I hope you can come. RSVP, would you? Just call the church office or shoot me an email and say, this is my name and this how many are coming. And I look forward to meeting many of our radio listeners on Sunday, November the 13th. Now, if your Bible's close by, let's look at Matthew chapter 8, all right? Matthew chapter 8. And I want to start reading at verse 23. Bible says, and when he, that's Jesus, went in into a ship, he, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? You know, I've often stood marveling at things God has made. I marveled the first time I saw the Grand Canyon. I marveled just looking at the Liberty Bell and some of the buildings in Philadelphia. When I saw the Statue of Liberty in New York. Just amazing. And I'm amazed at some certain things. And it was not unusual in Jesus' day for people to be amazed at Jesus Christ. Here, he calms the winds and the sea, and they marvel at him. Later in Matthew 9, he'll cast out devils, and they marveled at him. In Matthew 21, when the fig tree withers, the disciples marveled because Jesus had cursed it. When he wouldn't answer Pilate, Pilate marveled at Jesus. When in Mark 2, they were amazed when the man with the palsy left a building walking on his own and carrying his bed. When they saw him arise from the dead, it was amazing. Oh, listen, I understand what the songwriter said when he said, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. I know what the songwriter probably had in mind when he said, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He is worthy to be marveled at. He is worthy to be admired. He is worthy to be amazed at. Oh, it is wonderful. Oh, it is marvelous. It is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul of mine. line, the half, has never been told. Oh, it's marvelous and it's wonderful what Jesus has done. The disciples marveled at him. Joseph and Mary marveled at him. Pilate marveled at him. The women at the sepulcher marveled at him. The Pharisees at times marveled at him. And rightfully so. No one ever did what he did. No one ever spoke like he spoke. No one ever walked like he walked. No one did the miracles that he did. I'm not surprised that they marveled at him. But here's a story in Luke chapter 7 that I want to draw your attention to. The Bible says, a certain centurion's servant, Luke 7, verse 2, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. When he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they come to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. When Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Now we'll look at verse 9. Listen carefully. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Here's a centurion with a servant that's very dear to him, who's near death, and he sends for Jesus. And as Jesus comes, he sends another group of men to say, and I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Lord, you just say the word, and my servant can be healed. I understand what authority is. I say to one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and others do this, and he does it. And Jesus marveled at this man. He was amazed. He was in awe of this Roman centurion. The divine, amazed, marveling at the human. The sinless one, amazed, marveling at the sinner. The strong, marveling at the weak. God, marveling at a man. And Jesus says, I've not found so great faith. And his servant was made whole that very hour. Wouldn't it be amazing to make Jesus marvel? Wonder what it'd be like for Jesus to look at you or me and say, my, you're amazing. And what makes it is faith in his word. You see, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we know that faith pleases God. And whenever we show a little faith, God is pleased. But we can also show great faith, and God is happy and he smiles. But when we show so great faith, like this centurion, the Bible says that God is amazed. Now, if anyone ought to have faith, it ought to be us. I mean, this centurion, this Roman, I mean, he wasn't even a Jew. He had no prophecies. He did not know those scriptures. Listen, but he had more faith than anyone in Israel. Hey, that would include the disciples. But wait a minute. The disciples had seen him feed 5,000 men besides women and children. Then they saw him feed 4,000 besides the women and the children and have leftovers after that. He would tell them in Matthew 16, do you not understand nor remember? See, they couldn't remember what Jesus had done. They'd seen him calm the storm on the Sea of Galilee when they were amazed at him. And yet here, a Roman centurion, Jesus said, had more faith than you disciples. Oh, I hope that's not true of us. We've seen God do some miraculous things here at Bible Baptist Church. We've had so many through the years on our dinner day. And through the years, seeing God bless and bring folks in for this special dinner day that we're going to have in 2 weeks. I was looking here to see if I had some of those numbers. I don't think I do throughout the years. And I was looking to see if I had it written down, but I guess I don't. I thought maybe I would have, but I don't see it. And but listen, I think 1 year, 384, and another year, 300 some or 200 some. God's just blessed it. Year in and year out, numbers of people saved and numbers of people baptized. And not unusual to see 10, 12 saved and 10, 12, 15 baptized on that day. And listen, if anybody ought to have faith in God, it ought to be us. We've seen God provide buses. We've seen God provide for renovation of buildings and God provide for remodeling. God provide provide for missions and missionaries. If anybody ought to be worthy and anybody ought to be able to give praise to God and trust God and have faith in God, it ought to be us. Let's take God at his word. You know, the Bible says we ought to launch out into the deep. And let's go out, and that's where we see the great works of God. That's faith. We're at it again this year. 10,000 flyers going out. A flyer getting put out on social media, and we're trying to promote that and invite folks to come. You know, people, I want people to say, those got people down there at Bible Baptist, they're crazy. Yeah, we just want to go by faith. Why? I'd like to make God marvel at us. I'd like to God look at us and be pleased because of our great faith. I'd like him to say, I've not seen so great faith. No, not in all of Grove City. I've not seen so great faith. No, not in all of Columbus. Now, in Mark chapter 6, in verses 1 through 6. The Bible says he went out from thence and came to his own country, and his disciples follow him. And on the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing were astonished, saying, Whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about their villages teaching. Oh, quite a contrast here. Here he goes home, his hometown, and they don't believe in him. They say this is the carpenter's son. No, he's the son of God, my friend. And he marveled at their unbelief, and there he could not do many mighty works. Why? Because of their unbelief. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't exercise their faith. Listen, my friend, we've seen the God do the miraculous here. I've seen him do it in my life. I'm not going to take a step back now. I'm not going to shrink back now. I'm not going to be fearful now. I don't want Jesus to marvel at my unbelief. I want him to marvel at my faith. Jesus said of this centurion, I've not seen so great faith. No, not in all Israel. And Jesus marveled at him. Oh, let's live the kind of life. Let's live by faith. Let's trust God to the point where Jesus will marvel at you and me. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I trust we'll do that today. Well, let's have a good Thursday, okay? We'll look forward to being with you again tomorrow on the broadcast. That'll be Friday. And, of course, that's RU Fridays, RU Addictions Program, a recovery program that we have every Friday night. And I'll say more about that tomorrow. But, again, reminder, this Sunday now, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30, Dr. John Hamlin. Monday night and Tuesday night, Dr. Shelton Smith and Dr. Hamlin, both nights, 6:30 p.m. And we hope you can come out and join us for the Sword of the Lord Conference on Revival and Soul Winning. And I think you'll enjoy that. Then a week from Sunday will be the Turkey Dinner Sunday. I hope you'll get a flyer. I hope you'll see it advertised around the area here in Grove City and west side of Columbus, and you'll plan to come join us. If you can, call in RSVP so we know you're coming, and we'll prepare the meal for you and save you a spot, reserve a spot for you at the table after the service on November the 13th. All right. Thanks again for those of you who listen to Words to Encourage Radio, and for those of you who are able to give from time to time to help us with the expenses of the radio. We deeply appreciate it. I want you to have a wonderful Thursday, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.